All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray right now, everyone listening, wherever in the world, and whatever time, that you would deliver them in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, by the omnipresence of the living Christ, by the authority of Christ, I command every demonic spirit to be broken, crushed, and I pray for individuals listening right now to be delivered. May the Spirit of God, convict of sin, lead to freedom in Christ and forgiveness. And may the power of the Spirit of God be operative in the listener's life. May your love and you, Lord Jesus, embrace them. Anyone lost, may you save them, God, in the midst of hearing. Wherever there is interference or attempted to block, we ask you to crush all demonic work entities in the name of Jesus.
The Black Awakening, Part 2, Chapter 8, Satanic Ascendancy or Panic. Evidence from Gunderson's investigations has convinced him that tens of thousands of children or young people disappear from their homes each year, and that many are ritually sacrificed. Former FBI, the Franklin cover-up. The student counselor confirmed that a satanic fad had been sweeping through the school. Kids were scratching pentagrams and 666 signs on their desks and school books and drawing inverted crosses in pen on the back of their hands. Page 64. The Satanic Killings. Ritual ceremonies were held in barns and then open fields on private property. The most important ceremonies, Sam says, were held on Christmas and Easter in order to blaspheme the most holy Christian days. Page 67. The Devil's Web. So from time immemorial, men have believed in the existence of the devil. Sin and wickedness are the hallmarks of his kingdom. Disintegration and destruction, its inevitable result. Page 14. Marx and Satan. The devil plants people in many churches that pretend to be Christians but are not. Page 264. Spiritual warfare, defeating the forces of darkness. Many who have read and are aware of the rise of Satanism in the U.S. know the stories of Tommy Sullivan, who cut up his mother and took his own life, or Richard Ramirez, who raped, beat, and brutally murdered many victims in the name of Satan. Stories of Sean Sellers, Ricky Casso, and 100 others only begin the first chapter on the issue of satanic ascendancy and satanic crime in the last 30 years. Multitudes of dark spiritual streams have flooded the U.S. since the 60s. Occult historian James Webb reveals to us in his book, The Occult Establishment, that the second greatest release of occult books and writings in history took place in the USA in the 1960s. The first, according to Webb, occurred in pre-Nazi Germany. Webb's conclusions correspond to author Bob Rosio's view of this development in his work, Hitler and the New Age. It is without question that this influx of information has contributed to the practices of Satanism and the rise of very dark occultism. In my youth work with thousands of students in the 1970s to the 1990s, the staff and I saw a consistent rise of young people involved in Satanism and ritual practice. When I began to target these youth, I not only ran into young people who had read, practiced, and sought Satan, I engaged kids who also had demonic presence in them, and others who were ready to harm others in Satan's name. The stories below are a number of personal engagements that relate to this ascendancy of Satan. I have read tons of books and reports, which are bad enough, but it was the engagement with many people that revealed the aggressive nature of the rise of Satanism. War on the Saints. There was a call from a pastor who said a young Satanist had shown up at his church. He wanted me to talk to her. Getting her address, I went. She was there and surprised that I had found her. As we talked, she told me about some of the satanic background she was in, though she would not tell me the names or ritual sites. At the end of our conversation, I told her I would pray for her. At that, she bolted up the stairs, yelling and cussing at me not to, and slammed the door. I smiled, because I thought she doesn't know that running away and closing the door would not block the prayers. This girl had been going to a local church where we had arranged a small conference with author Tom Wedge, the Satan Hunter. Tom had just returned from California and a meeting with Anton LaVey, author of the Satanic Bible. She had begun to infiltrate this church and would even be at the pastor's home engaging his children. This young Satanist told me she was trying to recruit young people out of that church and into Satanism. At one point, she let me read her book, Book of Shadows, where it was written that she was putting ritual curses on the pastor and his wife. She was seeking to destroy them. She actually got caught in the church late one night doing a satanic ritual. I didn't trust her much and felt she really was up to something sinister to harm. She showed up at my office one day unannounced to talk for a while. After she left, I went to prayer and looked over and saw something that was stuffed in the edge of the couch. It was her demonized power rings. When I pulled them out, the Spirit of God warned me that they were placed with a curse. I prayed over them and any curses she sought to release. Then she showed up at my church, dressed all in black, and would get up and leave right when I would start to preach. She returned on Sunday and came up to me in the midst of a bunch of people and swore she would steal my 2-year-old daughter and sacrifice her. Her eyes were dark and cold, and the resolve was there. She said she had to get her rank back in the coven and had to do this. I didn't tell her that if she broke into my house and sought my daughter, I would blow her away. Mad, she said, "You can't. You're a Christian." I responded that I wouldn't hesitate to use the sling 12 gauge that I had because I knew what they would do to a child. She left angry. This is the Satanist who tattooed on her left wrist the phrase, "War on the Saints." A statement from the book of Daniel about the Antichrist coming attack on believers. She came to a big evangelism event with others who stood in the sanctuary doing some kind of chaos magic hand curses. Prayer team members went behind them in the 3,000-seat auditorium and prayed against the dark powers. The only things that happened in those services were that over 60 people per night came to Christ for salvation, and God's power was overwhelmingly present. I think even the coven group left mad. The last time I saw her was when I got a call to go to talk to her. She wasn't living at her home, but moved into an apartment. I got the address from her mom and went to talk to her. It was very strange. The apartment was over 20 miles away from her family's home, but only 2 houses away from the small apartment my wife, my daughter, and I had lived in a few weeks prior. We had just moved from there because of the need to have a larger place for our daughter. Our address of that little apartment was still on the phone book, but most didn't know that we had moved. I wonder why she moved that close. She is still out there with that tattoo on the left wrist. War on the Saints. Mark is dead. This young man talked to me and cried about his home life. I talked about Jesus and his love for him. He listened for some time. I had other kids living in our home at that time, and they told me that Mark had been missing. In the area where I lived, there were a lot of youth who were out on the streets, running and partying. I saw Mark one night and tried to talk to him. He just flashed me the goat's head sign and yelled something. A few weeks later, I got the call. A young person told me Mark was living with a bunch of runaway youth in a house with some older woman, and they were doing satanic rituals. With some prayer and investigation, I finally found the house and went up to the door. It was smashed in and had satanic symbols all over it. The man who came to the door let me in. He was the landlord and just kicked out a woman and a bunch of kids the day prior. The whole inside of the home was covered in satanic symbols, words, curses against God, and bloodstains. I went looking for Mark. I was told by others that he would not talk to me. And 2 days later, Mark was dead. In his own bedroom, he got a gun and blew his brains out. My last image of Mark was when he put up that goat's head sign and yelled at me. Chanting to kill the baby. They called me because they feared what a boy was doing to the teenage girl. She was a pregnant teen whose satanic boyfriend was cursing her and using ritual language on the phone against her and her mom. I confronted the boy and tried to talk to him. He just sneered at me and slammed the door shut. We prayed against the curses and rituals that were done. The teenage girl had her baby with no harm done. A cursed note. A girl came to me and was very animated, to say the least. A boy had written out some sort of spell with strange writings and symbols on it. He claimed he would come to her in her dreams and invade her mind. We prayed over the note for the boy and for God's protection on the girl. We then burned the note and went on to the food fellowship that was planned. No one invaded her mind. But the questions are, who was this boy? Why did he want to harm the girl? Who taught him these satanic writings, symbols, and abilities? Billy. Then there was Billy. Billy, who was taken to a party to get free sex, alcohol, and drugs. But it was all done with a dark purpose. They wanted to recruit Billy into the local coven. They started by cutting his hand and taking that hand and smearing his blood on the page of a strange book. They threatened him with death if he ever told. A family under attack. This family lived over an apartment where dark occult practices were being done. They heard chanting, smelled incense, and saw people with hooded robes on in the backyard in the middle of the night. It was a master and some members of the Black Sun Camp of the OTO. Family members told me that they felt an evil presence and strange supernatural things were occurring, so they decided to move. The even stranger thing was the fact that this was the dark occult group some of our staff infiltrated 4 times to see what rituals they were doing. All of the above stories or a few of the many we have engaged for years. this type of encounter, and those much worse are still growing beyond what most would know. Since the 80s, police departments have created cults, occult crime units, and some hospitals have formed ritual abuse wards and floors just to handle the swelling numbers of the SRA victims and the multiple personality victims, and the numbers are still growing. I am listing below the outline of a course taught on the rise of Satanism in the U.S. and decided to put it up on the internet as a training course. The goal was to let folks know what is happening, what to look for, then how to respond. Here is the outline and a few comments of each area. The internet course has over 24 hours of teaching sessions on these topics. I consider this only a basic course, but it has more information than most any pastor, parent, or teacher has usually learned. Since you have bought this book and are our interested reader or researcher, just go to our website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. Click the tab that says Book Plus. Enter this code R1919, and a link will be sent to you with this full web course with 24 plus hours of MP3 sessions for free. The course alone is more than twice the cost of the book you're holding, so I think that's a great deal. There is one more course coupon coming later in this book also. I just wanted to give you this information as an added bonus to help in the spiritual battle. Now here's the outline and a few comments. Origins. This session deals with the origins of evil and the reasons for radial evil. It will touch on the growth of Satanism and give a panoramic view of this satanic agenda. Signs and symbols. The demons are dancing. To know what a black mass or satanic justice symbol is can help you know what might be going on in an area or what went on in a crime scene. There are so many symbols and signs used in Satanism and the occult that it's hard to keep track. But it's like its own language and even indicates the summoning or presence of a demonic entity. Biblical revelation on Satanism. Scripture alone gives the best, most, and only accurate unveiling of Satan. The Bible reveals his origin, nature, methods, and agenda. Most people have no way of knowing what to look for when it comes to real satanic or demonic activity. The scripture also gives the prophetic or future insight of satanic activity, including the end of days and the rise of Antichrist. Satanic powers are real. It's true that the real Luciferians and Satanists know the demons and satanic powers are real. The scriptures reveal that the words used for God's power, presence, and supernatural works are also used by Satanists. Real Satanism is not about parlor tricks or fake magic. The powers are of old, and they have been running their schemes for millennia. The presence, power, and abilities that Satan and demons can unleash are as real as God's, but of course, finite, able to be defeated, and deadly for those who acquire them. People can really be possessed. Satanists can really summon demonic presence and release dark powers, and covens can really send demons against chosen targets. Do you know how to tell when it's Satan's masquerading works? Psycho-Satanism. This is a form of satanic work done by those who are psycho or taken over by the dark powers. Richard Ramirez, the satanic night stalker who raped, killed, and terrorized many, would be a classic example. Jeffrey Dahmer is another. Psycho-Satanists usually are already deviant and use Satanism to further their own evil. Psycho-Satanists are usually loners and only have some basic knowledge of satanic practice and rituals. They mix their deviant behavior with satanic imagery, but can become deadly and are destructive. Self-styled Satanism. This form of Satanism is developed by those who may read the satanic literature and practice the dark arts, but join no groups. They wear black, have satanic tattoos, or have pentagrams or other symbols on them or in their home. They may even listen to music that is very dark and satanic. Usually they won't seek to harm others or join official groups, but they may have a circle of friends that are into like-minded practices. Dabblers are dangerous. I say this because some cases where a youth killed his parents or have committed suicide bits and pieces of satanic practice were engaged. A dabbler may be a youth who has seen satanic symbols on an album cover or read a book that deals with satanic rituals. They, being novices, may go to a graveyard and knock over graves and or draw symbols on them. They may have a want to freak out other youth, but they have no idea they are playing with fire. If they open the doors to the demonic realm, they usually have no idea what they have done or how to stop it. Dabblers out of control can damage property, harm a small animal, or even commit major crimes when they're out of control. Popular Satanism. This is mainstream. You will see it in music, art, movies, or on clothing. The main figure was Anton LaVey, who was the founder of the Church of Satan and author of the Satanic Bible. There are thousands of websites dedicated to Anton and the Church of Satan. Anton and the Dark Church includes rituals and practices that feed the fallen nature of man and open them to moral and spiritual corruption. Though popular Satanism claims that Satan is only a philosophy, the rituals and calling on of demons seem to reveal that real powers are sought. Though they say Satan is not a real entity, all that Satan is seems to be infused into their practices. Traditional Satanism. This is the form that does worship Satan directly. They will seek Satan and demons as real beings and desire favors from them. They will use blood in their rituals and seek secrecy beyond that of those in popular Satanism. The Church of the Black Goat, with their book called The Devil's Bible, will be an example of traditional Satanism. In that book, you will have clear insight to a hatred of God. Rituals that include renouncing God, Christ, the Bible, and ceremonies that lead into seeking direct fellowship with Satan. There's a warning in the Devil's Bible that tells the one who surrenders to Satan that there is no turning back, and warns that if anyone will try Satan, it will bring them harm. Elitist, Setism, Satanism. This deals with a form of Satanism that will mix older, dark occultism, the Egyptian god Set, or Satan, and practices that include numerous rituals, sex rituals, and engagement with very high rituals. Colonel Michael Aquino and his founding of the Temple of Set is the main example. The colonel is deeply versed in mind control and advanced military weapon systems. Though he was accused of child sexual abuse and mind control, he has never been convicted. The colonel has said that they have a satanic grotto, or a coven, on every U.S. military base in the world. This form of Satanism seeks members who are highly intellectual and those who are involved in the military. Linda Blood, author of The New Satanist, claims to have been used by this leader and his group in rituals and claims to have been at many meetings where blood was shed and children were abused. Aleister Crowley. This dark occultist is known around the world. He has been called the Beast 666, and from the rituals, crimes, and practices of the sophisticated Satanists, that title fits. Crowley has authored many books and has influenced millions with darker forms of ritual magic. It is reported that he sought a moon child, which would be a cross between a demon and a human. His rituals included deeply perverted sex, shedding of blood, and the reception of very dark spirits. Crowley performed a ritual in which his son died, and very strange things occurred. Crowley died poor, sick, and in his misery. Real Luciferians. Many have asked what a Luciferian really is, and do they exist? It's clear they exist, and their form of belief and practice may be the closest link to the fallen cherub than all the rest. They believe that Satan is really a being of great and superior light. He was unjustly thrown out of heaven, and is coming back to take his rightful place. Real Luciferians directly worship to bring about the purpose and will of this angel of light, and seek or work for Lucifer's entrance into the world, where they believe they will become gods themselves. They believe the Antichrist is their light being and will come to rule the world. Chosen ones I write about in this book claim to be a part of this Luciferian agenda. It's clear that the real Luciferians are the ones behind the creation of Chosen Ones and the coming chaos. Other terms from them would be the Brotherhood, the Ancient Brotherhood, and or the Illuminati. They are the wealthy elite who control the world's wealth, seek control of the political and military realms, and are transgenerational, multinational, and believe their own bloodlines may go back to the Nephilim. And we have satanic worship. Though all of the above listings of Satanism may have differences, they all have some form of satanic worship. From benign ceremonies to large group coven meetings, from just words spoken to human sacrifice and orgies, all of it is part of the evil one's work. Please remember, Satan seeks worshipers who will exalt him and serve his destructive cause. You can go back to the Bible and Ezekiel 8. And see the old roots of this dark line. You can also see on YouTube all of these above forms practiced in various ways. When you study 2 Thessalonians 2, You will see the ultimate desire of Satan as he comes in human form. Self-exaltation to God. In the book of Revelation, the Antichrist seeks worship and even causes a forced worship of his image or die scenario. His desire to take the throne of God and replace God is his passionate agenda in Isaiah 14. This is something the finite fallen cherub seeks, but can never become. The finite cannot evolve or transmute into the infinite. Satanism and the web. Nowhere can more be found on Satanism than on the web. There are thousands of sites, meetup groups, teachings, and information. There's also a lot of recruiting going on and many enticements to become a part of it. The really bad thing is that many old rituals are now online. Rituals that were once secretive and known to only a few are now open to the world. Many of these rituals that I looked at are the real McCoy. If used by teenagers and others who are just curious, or even seek powers, they may get more than they bargained for. If you call on the dark powers, they will come. If millions learn the information, rituals, and possibilities, then massive doorways will be opened. I've even been told that real Luciferians transfer demons onto their web work to ward off Christians, attack them, or seek to draw novice seekers. Moving on, we have satanic crimes. The next chapter in this book will deal more in depth with this area of satanic influence. Let me just say here that massive underground satanic crime has and is being committed. And we have Satanism and music. While I was a police chaplain, I was called on duty for the many rock concerts held at the Jar Arena at the University of Akron. There I watched bands like Slayer, Marilyn Manson, Danzig, Pantera, Typo Negative, and others. There was a host of popular satanic symbols, signs, and lyrics demonstrated. Also, thousands of young people who came to hear wore clothes, had tattoos, and jewelry with the same symbols. The worst I saw was the cartoon magazines that were produced by Danzig. They had in them graphic pictures of demons raping young girls. But then we have weaponizing satanic powers. In this section, I deal with the ancient, historic, and the current desire to seek supernatural powers to aid in military warfare. Rituals have been used in the past and may be being used today to seek supernatural powers to give advantage in military weapon systems. In the course, I also deal with issues. Does God love Satanists? Can you get out? How does Satan masquerade his powers? How did Satan use Judas? Satanism's war on the church, satanic ritual abuse, and Satanism ties to the coming Black Awakening. So if you want the 24 hours of MP3s, just go to the Shatter the Darkness site and click Book Plus to get a more in-depth overview of the ascendancy of Satanism. I would urge, too, that throughout this book and all of your research, that you stay fearless, bold, and prayed up. Remember, we must not be unaware of the enemy's schemes, at 2 Corinthians 1. In my experience of dealing with Satanists from all of the above areas and the research of the materials that I have done, there is a constant theme. Hatred of God. Blaspheme of Christ. And an agenda that seeks to rid the world of God and anyone that follows Christ. Satanism is also defeating in that no matter how powerful the rituals are, or how deep one is involved with the dark side, it is all finite. Satan lost in the heavenlies, couldn't destroy the Old Testament people of God, lost at the cross, which sealed his fate, and it's predicted that he can't destroy the church, the world, or stop the descent of Jesus Christ when he returns visibly. See Revelation 19 and 20. Though Satan is real and will bring grave deception and destruction to the world because of those who embrace him, his fate is clear. And one day, the totality of the fallen cherub and his radical evil will be ended. So, if you're in this dark camp, I would urge you to get out now. There is coming a day when you can't. The work of Christ and the blood that he shed can set you free and bring you the power, love, and future that you need. Finally, the rise of Satanism in the U.S. and the world is clearly unprecedented and still growing. All the forms of Satanism are ascending right now and will help open more and more doors to the seeking of dark spirits. There's a supernatural dark agenda operating, and it's manifesting in the world as I write and you read. No one will escape the rise of the dark powers. It's not going away. It's only going to get worse. What Jesus spoke in Matthew 24 over 2,000 years ago about the end should be known well and heeded. The rise of all forms of Satanism is unequaled, and there are no signs of it slowing down. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. Jesus and the prediction of the rise of evil in the end of days, from Matthew 24. The consequences of not listening are too terrible. The Black Awakening. Part 2, Chapter 9, Satanic Crimes, Programmed to Kill. For homicide investigations, I advise that officers investigate from the outside perimeter in. If a body's right hand is tied or taped down, their chest has been cut open and heart taken, this is a definite indication of satanic involvement. Page 147. The Satan Hunter. A pentagram had been carved in the victim's chest, and his body had partially been drained of blood during the ritual. Candle wax drippings were found in his right eye. Page 139. Cults that kill. In a dark and ugly netherworld, where violent crime and covert operations collide, there appear to be two general categories into which a large majority of those we label serial killers can be sorted: controlled assassins and controlled patsies. Page 271. Program to Kill. There are many reasons for an officer to develop a working knowledge of occult religions. One is to help steer an investigation into the right direction. A Cop's Guide to Occult Investigations. You are about to read some very terrible events. They involve crime, real people, and even satanic motivation. You may want to take a drink of some strong coffee or put up some prayers and then take your time through this chapter. What you read here may sicken you, outrage you, and even move you to action. It's one thing to read about the occult or satanic crime. It's another thing to see it or talk to the victims, who tremble just to tell what was done in the dark secrecy. It's painful to listen, see, or even read about this hellishness. It's another thing to be the one going through it. Hopefully you are not one that has gone through it, and prayerfully, you never will. There is a great pain, fear, and hopelessness that accompany the victim of satanic crimes. Reading the stories here and in other books that I have listed will make your head spin, and I hope cause you to set your heart against radical evil in all of its forms. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Romans 12. He feared God and shunned evil. The Book of Job. The Pink Head. First, let me tell you about an image that is in my head because I saw it. I hope you haven't, but now you at least have an idea. I was at a law enforcement training facility, and the instructor was Tom Wedge. It was an advanced occult field training course, and we were watching a video in the classroom. There she was, or at least part of her. It was the head of a teenage girl who had been used in a violent satanic ritual. It was first just a head, a pink head, with no hair, eyelids, or eyebrows. You see, the psycho Satanist scumbags had cut around the outside parameters of this teen's head and then peeled off her face and scalp. And then they cut her head off. All I saw was the pink head with eyes that couldn't shut. It only spoke of the horror and pain that must have been done there as she went through it. Once a mom and a dad's daughter, a little girl playing house with her dolls, but now a few years later, just a pink head. Damn them to hell. And thank God that he will bring it all to justice. None of the unrepentant perpetrators will escape the in-your-face judgment that will come, and rightly so. What could have been made this group do such a thing? Where do the ideas come from? How can anyone cause so much pain to another and them lavish in such a sick cruelty to a human corpse? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you. Genesis 4. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, Satan entered into him. He went out, and it was night. John 13, verse 27 to 30. Sin is no laughing matter. It is what the devil is about. It is what he drew humanity into. And it is an active code deep in the DNA of mankind. The sin code is fallen humanity is a law. A controlling, operating law. See Romans 8. The sin code is a force that can lead anyone who gives into it the wherewithal to do unspeakable things. Sin is a manifestation of saying no to God and yes to a dark snake. Sin can crouch and push. Sin is the devil's tool and a doorway that allows the entrance of the father of sin himself. In many ways, sin is a form of programming. It is what the evil one wants, in position of another's will. It is what the evil one wants us to do. Deep, willful sin is the place that Satan can work, be supernaturally operative, and how he influences individual lives. Note the scriptures. The Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, willfully, actively sinning. See Ephesians 2. Also note in 1 John chapter 3, he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The broader the door of sin and evil a person delves into, the wider the opening is for the devil to just walk right in and supercharge the direction and actions of their life. And nothing good ever comes from this deep, destructive combination. For that little teenage girl who was used, abused, and left only as a pink head on a table demonstrated the dark, lethal nature of the sin code with the demonic operating through it. Futon Road. Two teenage girls were left naked, brutally abused and dead back in the fields on Futon Road. I've been back there to see the site and pray over the area many times now. It's a known place of satanic rituals and practices far back into the woods, and a very eerie place. I was involved because the man believed to have done this is a deadly, intact, chosen one. This is the man who attacked me in front of our four police officers because I told his inner Nazi Satanist personality that I stand against Satan and his works. He returned home after spending a few days in the very area the second girl was taken from. He knew the murder weapon, and his inner coven personality told us that he had to purify the body because he was contaminated. The contamination, spiritually weakening, was because he was reading the Bible and wanting to turn to Jesus Christ. That purification involves the need to abduct a victim on a ritual date and then do a ritual that includes torturing a young girl, shedding her blood, drawing the demons, and then slaying her. Deep Luciferians and inner sub-personalities who do this, they then receive the dark powers that were attached or summoned to the ritualized girl, which in turn charges their own blood with the demons or dark energies and purifies, quote, purifies, totally darkens them. The first girl he did this to had been taken from a neighboring state and brought here. The second girl was taken from the city next to the county where the ritual crime was done. The first crime was on demon revels, and the second girl's murder was done on a satanic revels. Both were left out in the open field to be found. A cult crime law enforcement person took me to the crime scene area just a day after the 17-year-old was found. To this day, a team of workers still pray for the perpetrator Satanist, and that those who created and handled him will be exposed and dealt with one way or another. I personally believe that this person, with his inside Satan loyal personalities, has done this before and will do it again if he hasn't already, if not stopped. I also know that he is only one of thousands of intact chosen ones who have and will do this, quote, purification ritual again and again. Jackie. She was a beautiful little girl, only 6 months old, when I met her and her parents. She and her twin sister were like two peas in a pod, with the exception of one being a little bigger than the other. I met the parents who were coming out of a hard past life and were willing to seek a change. I prayed with them and picked them up for church. We packed my old Jeep Cherokee and go to the church where many folks just fell in love with the girls and cared for the young parents. I went over again to see the girls and was planning on giving these parents my Jeep so that they could get around and come to church. I was told the girls were sick and couldn't come to church, and this continued for a few months. I went over again to find them, but only the mom was there, and a man who didn't seem glad that I showed up. I was not allowed to see the twins, and was told that they were moving. I offered help, food, furniture, and other aid. I gave the mom my home number and told her to call me the next day. She didn't, and then she and the girls were gone. It would be 4 months later that I was led by the Spirit of God to go back and find them. I left a note on the old house and was told by others that were there that the dad still lived there. That same day I heard the fateful news report on the radio. Little Jackie was dead. I drove back to the house, and there was the father sitting on a stoop, talking with the news media. He told me that a new man came into the mother's life, that he was a dark occultist, and that he ritually murdered little Jackie. The Beacon Journal newspaper reported that the man said he was a self-proclaimed black pagan. The mother was said to have multiple personality disorder and a background of drugs and dark practices. They were both charged and are in an Ohio prison to this very day. Little Jackie is gone. She had many broken bones and numerous stab wounds on the bottoms of her feet. She had occult symbols tattooed on the side of her head and was tortured for her tears and pain. Those doing it wanted to offer her for spiritual powers for their own lives. The father told me where his daughter was taken for some of the ritual abuse that she experienced. It was, and it is known, for a number of satanic rituals. It is a place we monitor to this day. I believe there were more involved and know that what was done to Jackie, we are hunting them, even now. A picture of this little girl I once held and took to my church is on my website at shatterthedarkness.net. Her hands are still out there. A defense attorney in my city called me and asked me to come to his office. When I arrived, he asked me if I would help with a case that dealt with a girl who was ritually murdered around a satanic ritual date called the Hands of Glory in September. He asked me if I believed Satan was real, and of course I told him yes. There was a man charged with a crime, and he is in prison seeking an appeal. I met with him a number of times and concluded that he was part of the crime, but others were too. However, I'm not sure if those others are real outside Satanists or if it is Satanists within him. Dark sub-personalities. The girl was stabbed many times as she was sexually abused. The energies of fear, pain, and terror were raised to draw the demons. She was kept alive until a point of time in the middle of the night and then killed. In this ritual, the dark powers summoned would then be given to the murderer. Her hands were cut off, taken, and never found. This is an ongoing case. Lewis, never found. A girl came into my office. She had just returned from the state of Oregon and told me that she was escaping a family of Satanists and a life of abuse. She began to tell me about a satanic priest named Kino, and that he put her through sex rituals and had her at one of the most horrific rituals I have ever heard about. She told me of a house in our area where a bloody ritual occurred. She was taken there by others and was sexually used. A little boy was also there who was being stripped and put on the floor. It was there that a sacrifice of a little boy was being conducted. She told me what the boy was wearing, that he had these bright little socks on. She also told me that it may have been her mother and a man that went out of the state of Ohio to abduct the boy. The amazing thing about this confession was that I had never met this girl before, but she knew of Kino, whom we engaged many times in my own hometown. We knew Kino. We knew he was a very wicked man who had done animal and human sacrifice. This is the man who was taking the federal officer's wife we dealt with and was abusing her. She had been put through many rituals and told us of his ritual sites and sacrifices. Now this girl shows up and tells us the same things with this additional bit of information. The little boy who was abducted was taken from Pennsylvania City and was never found. She then told us that they sacrificed him, and then they ate him. Yes, they ate him. She said she will never forget him, and that those bright socks he had were still in her mind. I looked for missing children, and to my amazement, I found little Lewis. He was from a smaller city in Pennsylvania, and was said to be talking to a man and a woman before he went missing. The newspaper and police reports said that he had a very, very distinct pair of bright socks on. I called the current detective who had the case. I told him all of this. To his shame, he has never looked into this. Then again, some of the powers sought in a ritual are release for protection and invisibility. There are even rituals that are done against law enforcement to blind them to the satanic rituals. To this day, we have not given up on this case. We have been to the boarded-up house where Lewis was said to be ritually murdered. We're working on it. The above cases are the ones we have been drawn into over the last 20 years. I could repeat the oft-told stories that have been written about again and again. Sean Sellers, Richard Ramirez, Tommy Sullivan, and others are well known. Here are a list of books that have many other cases and a lot of documentation. If you want more, I suggest that you read Painted Black, The Satan Hunter, Lucifer's Lodge, Black Mass, Is Satanism Real? A Cop's Guide to Occult Investigation, The Coming Darkness, Programmed to Kill, Crime Warps, Secret Weapons, Nobody's Angel, The Edge of Evil, and Cults That Kill. I could mention a dozen more, but these will have case after case of satanic crime and victimization with documentation and other facts. I have personally seen hundreds of satanic and occult crime slides and pictures while at law enforcement training. I have listened to and heard hundreds of stories of these types of crimes. I've interviewed victims and sought to lead them to healing that can be found in Jesus Christ. Under a section called The New Criminals in the book Crime Warps, we are told that the crime wave of the 90s would be satanic crime. We have investigated, ran surveillance, dug up bones, turned over evidence to law enforcement, and engaged satanic perpetrators. We have been warned, stabbed at, cursed, harassed, and stalked. They have taken pictures of us, our house, and came on our property. They threatened to steal my daughter and said they want to get me to split my Christian core. Satanic crime is real. Yes, it is real and growing. Thousands of cases are reported and investigated. Drug runners have Satanist priests do rituals to keep them hidden, and hundreds of thousands of cases of satanic ritual abuse have been reported. There are satanic crimes in graveyards, against animals and families, and others performed by teens getting a hold of ritual books. The reports are one thing, the victims' broken lives are another. Then, there are the little ones like Lewis, Jackie, and the girl, or what was left of her, the pink head. This is why law enforcement all over this country have created cult crime units and have included satanic and occult crime training in the police academies. The powers sought are real. Our experience and thousands of others will tell you that powers sought in satanic rituals are real. Demons can be summoned and sent. The dark powers can have their effect. For Christians who lived outside of this crime wave, read Ezekiel 8, 2 Kings 21-22, and Revelation 16. There we see what has been done and what will be done in the future. The dark powers are very real and are behind the dark satanic rituals that are growing all around us. The ramping up of the dark side includes these dark rituals. It's how they can come across and manifest their power. The victims are real. The victims of serial rapists, murderers, and other convicted criminals are growing and being reported all over. The books listed above and this one brings to light what no one really wants to know. Satan and underground satanic rituals are happening. If the number of 4 million plus claims of ritual abuse and the creation of multiple personality disorder are not enough, then check out Dr. Colin Ross. He's the psychiatrist who mentions maybe there are 10 million cases of SRA in multiple personality disorder, all of which have as their own foundation criminal, sexual, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abuse. It has and is happening all around us. Finally, the stories I told should be enough. They are enough for me to know that the satanic powers, rituals, and workers are real and growing. That all of this we know about and have seen is but the tip of the deep demonic iceberg. Each story above has a host of family and others who were damaged and left in the bloody wake of these satanic crimes. I've sat with parents who lost their children to these sadistic acts, and I'll never forget their tears and anguish. victims have experienced hell on earth, per se. And it's taking a long time to bring the help and healing they need. The goal should be to listen, learn, and do something about this. To sit and do nothing, it only helps aid and abet, giving them all the room they need to continue. I, for one, don't want to see another girl's pink head.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.